Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Biden administration plans to ship a million COVID-19 vaccine doses to thousands of pharmacies across the U.S. starting February 11th. Jeff Zients, the White House COVID response coordinator, says at first, supplies for pharmacies will be limited.
In this first phase of the program, supply will be at only about 6,500 stores nationwide before expanding. And in the early phase, many pharmacies across the country will not have vaccine or may have very limited supply. People should first make sure they meet their state's eligibility requirements for vaccinations and then check availability on their local pharmacy's website.
10.5 million doses have already been allocated to existing vaccination sites. Donald Trump's attorneys are denying that the now former president played a role in inciting the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol January 6th. And in their response they filed by the noon deadline, Trump's lawyers argue that the impeachment trial is unconstitutional. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports House impeachment managers have filed a brief alleging that the then president was directly responsible for the attack against the U.S. Congress.
The 80-page pretrial brief cites legal analysis about the constitutionality of trying someone no longer in office, a point of contention among Senate Republicans. House managers write that Trump bears unmistakable responsibility for inciting the riot on the Capitol, which left 5 dead, including a U.S. Capitol police officer. The brief says, quote, "It is impossible to imagine the events of January 6th occurring without President Trump creating a powder keg, striking a match, and then seeking personal advantage from the ensuing havoc." House managers argue Trump should be convicted and barred from holding future federal office. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
The U.S. Capitol police officer killed during the insurrection now lies in honor beneath the Capitol's historic rotunda. A website set up in Brian Sicknick's memory includes remembrances from friends and colleagues such as former officer Jason Sochmil, who trained with Sicknick.
He's been one of those people in law enforcement who are not in there for power and they're not in there for any other ulterior motive. He never wanted to hurt anyone and was very careful about that in training as well during our drills, that he wasn't overly aggressive, but very much the kind of police officer that every officer should aspire to be.
Officer Sicknick will lie in honor at the Capitol through tomorrow. A Moscow judge has sent Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny to prison for 3.5 years for violating the parole terms of a 2014 conviction. Navalny called the original conviction politically motivated. He was arrested by Russian police last month upon arrival from Germany, where he was recovering from nerve agent poisoning he has blamed on the Kremlin. You're listening to NPR News. A tragic day for the FBI. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports 2 agents are dead and 3 are wounded after an early morning incident in Florida.
A law enforcement team was attempting to execute a search warrant at a property in Sunrise, Florida, around 6 a.m. Tuesday. The FBI says the case involved violent crimes against children. Shooting erupted, and 2 FBI agents have now died. The Bureau says 3 more agents were wounded. 2 of them are hospitalized in stable condition. The unidentified subject of the investigation is also dead. The FBI says its inspectors are now reviewing the shooting to conduct a thorough and speedy investigation. The Bureau is not releasing the names of the agents who died. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The GameStop saga continues. That video game retailer and other stocks that were boosted by Reddit traders last week are now taking big hits. NPR's Kat Lorenzdorf has the latest.
GameStop plummeted more than 60% after the opening bell. That's a second day of losses for the stock after a massive surge last week. Other stocks targeted by a group of Redditors who are battling it out with hedge funds also took a dive. AMC Entertainment, which had rallied nearly 300% last week, dropped sharply, along with shares of stocks including BlackBerry and Nokia. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up nearly 600 points, nearly 2% at 30,804. The NASDAQ is up more than 1.5%. S&P's up 1.7%. This is NPR.